In the name of the one who gave themselves for us. Amen. This morning, we are greeted with shouts of joy, praising Jesus. And we hear shouts of anger, crying out for his death. We begin our service in triumph with that glorious entry in Jerusalem. And we end with Jesus dying forsaken between two bandits, as Mark calls them, then buried in a tomb of rock, a stone rolled to seal the door. Today, we have both the palms and the passion, and we need both. We need the crowd, joyously paving the road with their clothing as Jesus enters Jerusalem, and then, days later, calls for his crucifixion. We need those disciples who loudly praise God, naming Jesus as their king, and then soon desert him. We need Peter. Peter, who boldly proclaims his loyalty to Jesus, and hours later, follows at a distance, scared, denying he ever knew Jesus at all. We are in this story. We may not want to admit it, fair enough, but we are in this story. For example, when we close our hearts to others, we betray Jesus anew. When we resign ourselves to bitterness and do not seek reconciliation, when we turn away from others in resentment or apathy or feelings of superiority, for those of us who have it, when we hide in our privilege, we turn away from Jesus himself. We make Jesus suffer once again as we plunder and pollute God's creation. We crucify Jesus once more as we crucify ourselves in self-pity or self-loathing, instead of working to accept ourselves as God so surely accepts us. Today tells us a truth, an uncomfortable truth, perhaps, that we need to hear, because we reenact this Palm Sunday turned passion in our own lives. We are faithful, and we are, and yet we turn on those created in God's image. We are courageous, and we are, or we seek to be, and yet we turn back in fear. We proclaim Jesus as our King, and we crucify God in God's creation, in each other, and in ourselves. We have both healthy and unhealthy ways of being within us. And so, today we are given a gift, an uncomfortable gift, perhaps, as we are invited to look reality in the face, to take stock, to be honest about ourselves, and to offer all of this, that which is healthy, that which is not. All this back to God once more. For God is right here, waiting to receive it. God does not forsake us, but continues to walk with us, seeking to embrace us, to lead us to greater and greater wholeness. We may not see it. Fair enough. Even if all we can see at the moment is that stone, which seems to have definitively closed the tomb once and for all. Even if all we can see is that stone from one side or the other, God is able and does bring forth life within us. God desires to bring forth life within all people and places betrayed or abandoned, spat upon or mocked, pierced or crucified, just as God's own Son was. God desires as well to bring forth life within those who do the betraying and the crucifying, as God calls for their conversion and ours. So, sisters and brothers, let us accept this gift of the palms turned to the Passion. Looking within ourselves this Holy Week, honestly, offering ourselves to God again and again, commending our spirits, our lives, to the one who loves us. For God is faithful. Amen.